Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf today. And by Platinum, New York's leading maintenance and restoration company for metal, stone, wood, facade, and terrazzo flooring. Platinum has proudly been servicing the New York metropolitan area for over 25 years. Visit PlatinumInc.com for more details. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. We are at Augusta National in the Media Center, and it's my pleasure to say hello to Gary Van Sickle, longtime colleague and friend and sports columnist for Morning Read Sports Illustrated. Gary, welcome back to Sports Interview.
Once again, Anne, it's great to be had by you.
Tiger Woods, always in the headlines, whether he plays or doesn't. And this very afternoon, he said, yeah, he's going to give it a try. Your overall thoughts?
I don't think anyone cares about Tiger Woods, Anne. Do you? I mean, really? I was pretty sure he was going to play this week. We all know that Tiger would play here on a broken leg, and he sort of is. Last time he did that, he won a U.S. Open. So it was fun to – he was in a good mood. I thought he was I don't know, what's the word, more giving than usual in an interview. And he's got that confidence. I can't really put my finger on it, but he's talking like a guy who he's not here to complete a comeback. He's here to win the dang tournament. And he didn't want to be too open about that, but he's here to win. And he was asked, do you believe you can win? And he said, I do, because he wouldn't be here otherwise. So I'm not recommending anybody wager, but if I was in a state that had wagering, I would put a few dollars on him at 40 or 50 to 1 because I'm a believer.
You are a believer, and maybe he was giddy. You know, he's had this just incredible transformation in the last, you've seen it, 5-6 years. He's happy. He's a, you know, he loves hanging out with Charlie, his son. He's just more, he just seems like a different person, despite what he's gone through physically. And then before that, obviously, all the controversy with his personal life. But he is a new Tiger, new image, and the legend continues.
You know, it's almost like having his kids grow up and being a father is what it took for him to kind of mature into a reasonably normal adult. And I don't mean that in a critical way. He's had a life like unlike anybody else. I mean, we can't imagine. I mean, honestly, he's been famous since he was on the Michael Douglas show at, 2 or 3 years old? He's been like Elvis his whole life. And, of course, that's going to affect your personality. And he didn't understand that other people in the world have needs. And, you know, I mean, he was early in the career, he didn't give the fans much. And I think being a father, he's, you know, he cares about other people now way more than he used to. And it's a great transformation for him. I'm glad he's back. I mean, I'm glad he's able to, after the car wreck, I'm glad he's able to have a normal life, because I wasn't really sure he'd be playing golf again. And obviously he didn't know either, but he could be sitting at home in a wheelchair or something after that wreck. So it's great that he's back, and it's even better that he's playing the Masters and he thinks he can win. And he's going to blot out the sun this week. Nobody else is going to be playing the Masters except Tiger. And that's partially our fault, but it's also the public's fault, because they want it. They want to know what he's doing. And so we're giving the public what they want. So I don't feel bad about that. But it's going to be kind of sad if whoever wins the Masters is kind of going to be the second deck of the headline. Now, Tiger finishes ninth, but so-and-so wins. I mean, that's how it's going to be. Look, every couple of years we have a Masters that's a Tiger Masters. And it's all about Tiger all the time. All right? 2019 was one, and this is another one.
Well, which brings me to my next question. What do you consider more of a comeback story? Tiger playing this week based on, you know, that near-fatal car accident that happened a year and a month ago, or his 2019 Masters win?
You know, in 2019, he'd already had some good tournaments. He played well going into that. So that was pretty remarkable. I think, I know nothing compares with this that Tiger's done. Not even winning on the broken leg at Torrey Pines, which were micro fractures. Technically, he wasn't like he broke his tibia in half or anything. It still looked pretty painful. I don't think any of us want to try it at home. Kids, don't do this at home. Don't get micro fractures. I think this is ranks with the greatest comebacks in golf. I mean, I would put Ben Hogan, obviously, number one, in part because his was way more heroic, his crash. I mean, I hate to describe a crash as heroic, but Hogan in the fog saw that bus coming at the last second. He turned the wheel of his car so it hit on the driver's side and not on the side where his wife was sitting. And he paid a penalty for that, but he survived. Tiger, you know, it's funny, we talk about his comeback, but we don't talk about the accident anymore. It was a one-car accident. It was totally self-inflicted. We don't know what caused it. Was he simply driving too fast? Was he texting? Was he being careless? Did he fall asleep?
The facts say he was driving 85 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
Yeah, he was late for an interview or a photo shoot, and he was going fast, and he could have just inadvertently hit the median. And, you know, at 75, 80 miles an hour, you hit the median. Joey Chitwood's not going to save that car at that point. You're airborne and it's out of control. But, you know, we'll never know, obviously, if he dozed off or was texting. But his was a self-inflicted accident. And, you know, it's too bad. But, you know, he's had a unique life. He's, like I said, he's been Elvis since he was born, just about. So I think this comeback, I would rate it number two, right behind Hogan as one of the great comeback. Because you look at that car, who thought he was going to come back and play competitive golf and contend, which he hasn't done yet. I'm jumping ahead a little bit by saying that, but I think he knows he's going to play well. I mean, the look on his face practicing the other day, he's got his game face. He's got a Sunday game face on Monday, putting balls on the practice green. That tells me something. And I think you might want to keep an eye on him, which I think will be easy to do because everyone here is going to be following.
If you can actually weed your way through the numbers of patrons out there watching him. Interesting thought about the comeback, which you think it's more grand this year. Just the fact that he's playing. God, if he were to win. Talk about, I mean, 2019 was labeled the comeback of all ages, not just in golf, but in sports. I don't want to get carried away either, but, I mean, the fact that he's just playing, it's a comeback story of the ages.
Well, we compared 2019. That was his Jack in 86 moment, his, you know, curtain call. I'll come back and win one more time, and that's it. Well, maybe that's not going to be it. Can you imagine? I mean, besides the enormity of the win, there's the history. Another Masters gives him six. That ties him with Nicklaus. It gives him 16 majors. He puts 18 back in play. It gets him one past Snead on the all-time victory list. He has that by himself. And now you get into the debate where, well, who's the greatest golfer of all time? I think based on how, you know, the actual skills and all that, I think clearly Tiger Woods had a way more complete game than Jack Nicklaus. I would say Jack still has a better record with the 18 majors, but Tiger is the best golfer we've ever seen. So a lot of things would come out of this. And what would this be, Tiger Mania 5.0? I mean, we've gone through how many waves of Tiger Mania? And this week it already feels like Tiger Mania, and he hasn't even hit a golf shot yet. So it's going to be an amazing week, and I hope Jack Nicklaus, who's going to be in the ceremony on the first tee, I hope he hangs around Sunday, because if Tiger were to win, I'd sure like to talk to him and get his comments.
What are the odds, Gary Van Sickle, say 2-3 months ago, that Tiger would be playing the Masters and Phil Mickelson would not?
Oh, man, I wish there would have been a bet like that. Of course, I wouldn't have been smart enough to take it. Yeah, how could talk about turning the table. So I don't, you know, the whole Phil thing is a little bit of a mystery. I guess it's, you know, a friend of mine asked me, and I had to go to Target to get a cable last night to work in the press room, and I ran into a buddy called me, and he said, what's the real story? Let me see if I have this Phil thing right. Basically, he was working at Company A, and he got recruited by Company B to go work for them. And then, while he's still working at Company A, before he's taken another job, he goes back to his buddies at Company A and recruits 5 or 6 or 8 more guys to go with him to work at Company B. He said, now, is that about what Phil did? It's like, yeah. Yeah, and he also called them murderous so-and-so. You know, he called the new guys murderous so-and-sos. So basically, he was disloyal to his employer, and he set up, you know, made a bad sentence, a caustic sentence on the new guys. But the thing about the new guys is, if they're so terrible, why have basically every top-ranked player in the world in the last 5 years? They've all gone over to play the Saudi International. They all go over to play in Qatar and play in all those Middle East events. They're already complicit. And if you think the Saudi money is blood money, they've all already taken it. So what is Phil saying that, you know, Phil said what everybody already knows. Why is that so much worse than these other guys who go over and play and nobody criticizes them? So, and on top of that, who's leading the charge on the criticism? It's kind of the Golf Channel, which, by the way, is what PGA Tour owns, what, 15% of that? I mean, it's kind of a propaganda arm for the PGA Tour, because PGA Tour is their bread and butter. Without that, you don't have a network. So it's an odd thing that's happened to Phil, but I guess he's, you know, he's being dismissed for being disloyal, kind of two-faced. And, you know, his employer didn't like what he did, so his employer suspended him and or fired him. We're not sure yet. It'll be interesting to see if he even gets to defend his PGA champion title next month.
See, it's my contention that, the reasons – his sponsors dumped him were more about what he said about the PGA Tour. I mean, the Saudi Arabia League, obviously it's not good to, you know, be already moving to Company A while you're criticizing Company B and pretend like you're the martyr for, you know, try to save all the players, right? But I just think it's what he said about the PGA Tour, criticizing Jay Monahan, calling him a dictator. The PGA Tour is greedy. I mean, you've seen the quotes, which leads me to my asking you, do you feel that the PGA Tour suspended Phil Mickelson?
It sure seems like it, because I don't think Phil would willingly walk away from playing in a Masters or certainly a PGA. I think you make a great point. He's not only is he criticizing the PGA Tour, but these sponsors are all in bed with the PGA Tour. They're business partners. So, in effect, he's criticizing his own sponsors. So, talk about dropping the ball PR-wise. You know, Phil has needed some PR help over the years, and I don't know if he didn't have it or if he, you know, shockingly maybe he did but didn't listen. That would never happen with Phil, right? He doesn't think he knows it all. So I think you made a great point. I think that may well be the case, but either way, it's like, you're right. How is Phil Mickelson not here? And Tiger is. I don't know. You could argue that they're equally miraculous moments.
Bryson DeChambeau was asked about it earlier in the week, and he has not gotten a text from Phil. He said he texted Phil, did not hear from him. He said basically in quotes, "Phil's gone dark." Did anybody use that as a headline?
Yeah, I think everybody did. You know, Phil is he's the other guy who moves the needle behind Tiger, and he's just kind of a pariah right now, and I would say somewhat unfairly so, but he needs to figure out a plan. Look, the way to get over this, in my opinion, is to come out, have a press conference, answer all the questions, and start playing. I mean, an easy thing to do would, you know, if he's allowed. I mean, he should go play some senior tour events where he might do well and maybe win a couple times. You know, if you look at sports heroes who have committed misdeeds of any form, whether it's PR or actual being charged with crimes, the guys who get out of it are the guys who come back and win. I mean, look at Tiger Woods.
Tiger reformed his image 100%, as we were just talking about.
Look at Kobe Bryant. He had much worse charges. And he came back, and the Lakers won how many titles? And everybody forgot, you know, everybody forgive and forget, because your winning thing. So if Phil can get back and play, that's what he should do, and he should come clean, answer all the stuff, and say some of the things I said. It's like, look, everybody's already taken that money. They're complicit. And, by the way, how many things do you buy from China that are made in China? China's got enslaved a whole race of people over there, the Uyghurs. They've committed all kinds of other espionage in the U.S. They gave us the Wuhan virus. So you're giving them, you know, in this case, we're taking money from the so-called bad guys. In China's case, you're giving them your money, so you're actually supporting them. So which is worse? You could make a case for that. So, again, that might make more people mad. But Phil should come back and play if he can and, you know, just answer all the questions, because the story drags out. The longer you don't talk, you're still kind of a headline. Oh, Phil's, you know, like this week, Phil's gone dark. Well, if Phil had talked, it would be over. Get the stuff over so that your story is done in a day or two and another news cycle comes on. And, you know, if Phil had taken care of this, Tiger would be blotting out the sun right now. We wouldn't be talking about Phil Mickelson, except that he's not here. He said, oh, well, he's suspended, so he's not playing. And that would be the end of it. But that's not how it happened.
All right, let's look at all the press conferences early in the week here, Masters week. And who was more insightful than John Rahm? Does he not give a great press conference? Gotta love that guy.
We are so spoiled. We're so lucky. After 20 years of Tiger and Phil saying very little or not much they really meant, we've had guys like Jason Day and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, now John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, guys who more than happy to spill their guts, basically, and tell us their innermost feelings, whatever, the good and bad. And, you know, Jordan Spieth has even said, sometimes I say too much. It's like, I think he does.
On the golf course as well. He gets a little analytical, to say the least.
Yeah, he and his caddy have some long exchanges. So you can see he's a very smart guy. But no, it's a great way to relate. Fans will relate to you if they get to know you, and that's a great way to do it, is by answering questions in depth and giving a little something. You know, some guys just don't have it. Cameron Smith is a wonderful guy. Seems really likable, but he's not a deep thinker. He just goes out and plays golf, comes home, maybe has a beer, and goes fishing. And, you know, he's a great putter and great chipper because that's what he is. And what else do you want to know? That's about it for Cameron Smith. So Rahm is more nuanced and is, you know, he's got the whole new father thing. There's so much there. And he smiles a lot. He's so happy. That's the other thing. These guys are all happy a lot. I think that's what fans really are drawn to, somebody who smiles and seems nice and looks like they're having fun. You know, Phil Tiger's out there grinding all those years, and he won majors. You walk up 18, you know, especially in Scotland, the Scottish fans just want him to acknowledge you, acknowledge the fans. And he's, you know, he kind of gives the cursory wave and walks to the green. He didn't give him the love back, so they were a little, you know, miffed by that. But Phil has taken the Arnold Palmer route, so he's done a much better job. But these guys they've made themselves so likable. If you follow golf, it's a lot more fun.
And that exchange where he was talking about, John Rahm was talking about Tiger not giving him any help whatsoever as to how to play Augusta National, where he'd give JT, Justin Thomas, a dissertation. That was very funny. Anyway, who are you picking to win? Last question, Gary. Who are you picking to win this week?
Well, before Tiger's press conference today, I was picking Cameron Smith because...
Same with me.
His game travels well, because if you can get up and down from a ball washer and make every putt inside of 20 feet, you can win anywhere. To me, he's Jordan Spieth 2.0. I'm going to say, you know, I'll go out on a limb. I think Tiger's my 1A pick. I'm that look on his face, there's something there. I think he knows... His game is there. Now, the weather might hurt him if it's going to be cold. You know, he made a joke about, all you old guys know what it's like, and that's everybody in the room in the case of the media. Everybody's older than him. So that might be a problem. But if he can get off to a decent first day and survive the not having played all this time, if he can get out of here with an even par or one over or something, I think he could make a run on the weekend. I mean, like he did in 19, he just kind of sneaked up and was sort of near the mix, and then everybody else, hit balls in the water and handed him the thing in a platter. So that's one way to win a Masters, and I think he could do it again.
Wow. Gary Van Sickle picking Tiger Woods. I hope you're right. Wouldn't that be just another comeback story of the ages? Just incredible.
It might be too big of a story to write, and that's what a lot of guys said in 86 when Jack won. I was like, I can't write something. I forget who it was. He said, I can't write it. It's too big. It's too big. Well, make something up. You know, what can I say? You want a big moment. Here it is. Don't choke on it. Write it up.
That's what you get paid the big bucks for, right, Gary?
That's exactly right. That's what Ann Gorey gets paid for, to cover the big events and the big win. And Jim Nance will have some kind of historic, you know, what would Jim Nance, he's always got his closing line prepared. What's his closing line for Tiger Woods winning the thing, you know?
It can't be again. Not one for the ages. He's already done that one, so we'll have to figure one out for him.
Maybe he could, you know, another one for the ages, or yet another one, yet another one for the ages again in a row. I don't know.
Stick to writing, my friend. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me on Sports Interview.
Ann, that was a lot of fun. Let's do it again.
Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf today. And by Platinum, New York's leading maintenance and restoration company for metal, stone, wood, facade, and terrazzo flooring. Platinum has proudly been servicing the New York metropolitan area for over 25 years. Visit PlatinumInc.com for more details.